And I ain't hear no drop in a minute. No, I'm about my business.
Rappers Got Podcast, episode 38. This is your host, Iggy Manchfro.
Bales Pagliacci.
And today we are joined by our good friend, Mark Barino.
Here!
Mark is a producer, solo act, you name it, music marketer. He kind of does everything. Also, I want to start this off because I feel like there's going to be artists who fucking watch this and go, what the fuck? They always say that they don't interview artists, and now they're interviewing an artist. We're not going to interview Mark.
No.
We're just having a conversation with someone who's actually in the fucking business. So, like, for everyone that hits us up, like, yo, and I promise you, I'm not saying this to, like, sound like we're cocky or better than anyone. It's just not the show.
We don't know y'all.
And it's also just not the show. Like beyond not knowing someone, it's just not the premise of the show. The show is not an interview podcast. It's literally meant for artists to gain some type of knowledge. So it's like, if you come on the show and you're talking about your career, no one learns anything from that.
Does not benefit nobody.
You know what I mean? Like, they learn who you are. It benefits you. It doesn't benefit all the other artists who are watching to try to gain some type of gems or knowledge. So, like, that's like the final on that. I would really appreciate it if people stopped hitting us up and asking to be on the show.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, we love you guys. We support you guys. We want you to succeed, but we don't want you on our show.
Yep.
That's pretty much that.
Yeah. Cold-blooded. All
right. All right. Let's move on. Mark, I'm going to start off strong.
Very strong.
Fresh off a Drake track. Mark produced Poppy's Home.
Yes.
Off of Certified Lover Boy.
Ooh. Right.
Okay. People are going to see that production credit, and their first thought is going to be, oh, this is a new guy. He has to be new. He has no other credits.
Right.
How long have you been at this for?
11 years, man. I've been at this for 11 years. Obviously, Dig knows that. Been friends with him for just about my whole career. Bales, just met him a few years back.
Yep.
But, yeah, man, 11 years of just pure torture of not being where I wanted to be. And then you finally get there and you're just like, all right, now the actual work begins, you know?
Right.
Which is something we talk about all the time. It's like, once you get to a place where it feels like you're actually working, it's like, it doesn't stop there. Now it's like, let me put my foot extra on the gas now.
Right, right. Yeah. And you can, you know, honestly, like, you can easily get content and be like, oh, I finally did it. Like,
yeah.
Let me just chill. And honestly, that's what I've been doing. That's what I did. Yeah, honestly, because I really didn't take too many days off in 11 years. It's literally been a Monday through Sunday thing, whether it was making a beat or writing to a beat I made or recording myself or learning something on YouTube. It was every single day.
Yeah, it's taxing.
And yeah, it's mentally taxing. So, and I was honestly getting to that tipping point where all the years of the work built up and not really taking any really vacations and I stopped myself from going out. And I'm like, because I would tell myself, why the hell are you going out and having fun? Like, you did nothing.
I'm just like that.
You know, it's bad. Yeah. And I feel like you need that discipline, though, because as extreme as it is, listen, you want to go out once in a while, do your thing. I don't think it's going to hinder your career like I thought it was.
Right.
It's about creating the habit.
Right.
That's what it's about. It's not just about, oh, he's not going out. No, it's about creating a better habit
and
for yourself
discipline
to be successful. So
establishing yourself as a hard worker, like in this industry, that's always going to pay off.
Yeah.
It doesn't pay off to be the guy that parties every week like people think it does. You know what I mean? Because everyone, we've talked about this on here, and I think we even talked about this example, but everyone is always saying, well, I'm networking. No, you're not, bro.
Nah, you're not.
For the most part, you know you're not.
Yeah, you're partying, bro. And like, that's cool. You're having fun. I'm glad. Like, I think that in life, you have to enjoy yourself because we're not here for a long time.
Nope.
But at the same time, it's like, I would rather enjoy myself once the mission is complete.
Right.
You know
exactly
what I mean? Like, I really feel that way. Like, and I don't think that, like, some people act like the mission's not going to be complete till they're like in their 50s, because that's when you see like old people retire and then they could finally start like buying Corvettes and shit that they fucking
which they always do.
Right.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, what if I worked my ass off and I got there by the age of 35? Right?
My goal is to retire by 35.
Yeah. Like, what if I could take all the vacations I want at 35?
Well, that's exactly why I put in the work. And that was my whole mindset too. I was like, well, eat shit for 10 years and live the rest of my life like a vacation.
Yep.
Or wait till I'm 40 or 50. Why?
Right.
You know what I mean? And listen, this doesn't happen for everybody, but I will say this. If you work hard enough, this is pure hard work. I want everyone to know this. Like, I developed myself. I wasn't some musical kid growing up. At 3 years old,
I was playing piano.
I was playing pianos and recitals. I'm in theater. I was playing sports. I'm drinking on the weekends with my friends. We're going down the shore, hitting DJs, surf club. You know what I mean? Like, all those things. And I wasn't some musical kid in the beginning. I was emotional. I always loved music. I always sought out to find music, just like most people.
Yeah.
Right. And then it became, you know, a bunch of my friends started making beats on the iPhone when the iPhone was just starting to get all these apps on it, and everyone's making beats. My friends started making beats, and I'm like looking at this, and I didn't have nothing to do with it. I was just kind of looking at them like, that's really interesting. Like, I kind of like that. You know, let me see what that's about. And then it just became an obsession. Where when I set my mind to something, it's done. You know, the job is done. Now I just have to show people that it's done. But that's kind of like my crazy pattern of thinking.
I think that every person that is going to succeed in this business goes at it like that. I remember I had my mom got a MacBook. My grandmother bought my mom a MacBook. And my mom allowed me to use GarageBand on it. And she bought me like a little Samson mic. The shit was like $60 USB microphone. It was dynamic. It wasn't even like a condenser. Yeah. Like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
The starter pack.
Right.
Dog, I had in that laptop that got water damage and I don't even know if it works anymore. I had over 500 verses recorded.
Right.
I was rapping on other people's beats. I was rapping on beats I found online. I was like, and at the time, I'm putting all this shit out and it was probably garbage. But those 500 tracks was practice.
That foundation. Yeah.
Like, I built a flow and I built all these things, being able to kind of like weed through all these songs. And I think like you have to go at it like a psychopath.
Right.
If you want to get somewhere.
Yeah. That's 110%. Well, I think all your billionaires or people who really excel in their field of work, they're obsessed.
They're obsessed. Yeah.
They are obsessed. Make no mistake about it. That's why I was telling you, you know, I was telling myself, stop going out. Like, you want to do this when there's fucking how many other people in the world doing this?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going out spending money you know you don't have on fucking liquor that does nothing for you on
one night?
Yeah, you're getting this temporary feel good moment, and then you wake up, you feel like shit, and it's like, yo, I really, really just did that to myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it got me nowhere closer to figuring out how to make it here and make money here, not just do this for shits and giggles, because a lot of people will look at you and be like, oh, it's his hobby. You know, he's just, they talk about it in like a mocking way.
Yeah.
Almost mocking. I've been in those conversations. Let me get in the studio, bro. People do nothing. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, this isn't a joke thing to me, you know? Like,
it's my career.
Exactly.
You want to know why? So. Because, and we talk about this too. Like, those people that make those jokes, once you succeed, they're the first person posting you on Instagram. And it's just like,
loved you.
Dog, I'll always remember what you said back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to hold it against you. I don't hold grudges against people because, I know what I'm doing or what I'm saying I'm going to do sounds ridiculous, bro. Right. I get it. But I'm never going to respect you.
Yeah.
I'll never respect you for the shit that you used to say. Like, I remember every single person who made the jokes. I remember every single person who was like, yo, fuck all the jokes, bro. Like, you got this. Do your thing, bro. Trust me. Yeah. Like, yo, you're good, bro. Like, I remember every single one of those people, and it wasn't a lot.
No, it wasn't a lot. There's always it's a hand selection, you know, people who do that. But I don't even know if they mean anything harmful by it, but it's not the point. You know, when you see somebody going for something bigger, you should always try to encourage that and more be more of guidance, not like, oh, you know, I had people always used to say like just stuff like in a mocking way. You know, you guys have all probably experienced watching. You know, people, you know, you're not really big, so you're getting mocked pretty much when they talk to you about it, you know. So
That's the thing, though. You notice that those people that do that, we talked about this before, it's like they're the ones that really don't be doing shit. And it's just like they see you trying to achieve something that's bigger than they can imagine. And it'd be big for us to imagine as well, too. But it's like once you start putting the work in and the steps start adding up, it's like, all right, I'm actually climbing the ladder and I'm actually making it somewhere. Then all of a sudden, those people start turning around like, oh, wait, I see it's kind of working. Let me just start adding on to it. And let me just see if I can try to get in the good graces at that point.
I think that's also a good word for it is imagination. My imagination was wild.
My imagination
was wild, bro. I still wake up right now and I feel like anything that I want to do, I can fucking do.
Yeah,
like, bro, same. I really feel like this. I feel like if I woke up tomorrow and said, yo, I want to be a fucking nurse or I want to be a doctor.
You can go do it.
I can do that shit. Like,
you just put it in the time.
I'm just going to go to school for however long. I can fucking slave my days studying and then I could become a fucking nurse within the next 3 years. Like, yo, anything I want to do, I could fucking do. And I think that that's not everyone's mentality.
No.
I think a lot of people's mentality is like, I'm just going to grow up. I'm going to fucking have a wife and kids. I'm going to work a shitty job. And that's just what life is, bro.
And that's what it is. Yeah. And especially coming from the suburbs, I mean, I think that's like, that is literally it.
Yeah, because you see everyone's parents doing like just shitty jobs.
Yeah, and it's not, you see no one's, and listen, they all do, it's all the same thing. You graduate high school, you go to college, and it's like that for most people. But if you have any other vision outside of that, you're kind of, I think nowadays we're in a place where it's not as frowned upon.
Yeah, everybody want to be an entrepreneur now.
Everybody wants to get their shit out. And they don't, I mean, they have no idea what they're getting themselves into.
You have to be built like it.
You got to be built. But I think some people can be built and learn as they go. And some people just can't.
No, agreed.
You know, it kind of goes back. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
It kind of goes back to what you were saying. Like, you know, you weren't a musical kid. I don't think any of us really were like considered like musical geniuses when we first started.
There's people that have family members that were in the music industry and that's where they got their musical gene from.
Right.
I think that all of us can kind of like agree that none of us had that.
We had to work towards it and we had to make sure we could get at our craft.
I talked to some rappers that are like, yeah, my stepdad was a rapper when I was younger and he used to bring me to the studio and shit.
Right.
Like that shit is dope as fuck and I'm happy that you experienced that. But for people like us, we didn't have that. So like every
choir.
Learning,
I joined choir. That's probably my first introduction to music. I'll say that. From seventh grade to about sophomore year.
Yeah, but that's on your own merit. Like,
that's on my own merit. It wasn't like it was introduced. You know, I just did it. I was like, oh, you know what? I like singing. I like music.
That's the same as me picking up a microphone.
Honestly. Yeah. Right. It's an easy A, bro. You just show up. So
yeah, but that's like me picking up music and just starting to record. Or like, bro, imagine how crazy it is that all my family members are teachers and they expected me to go to school to be a teacher. And until I was I went to college, my first year of college, I was 17. When I went to college at 17, that's when I just switched it on my whole family. And I was like, oh no, I'm going to go for music.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, music? I'm passionate about that shit. Like, yo, if I'm going to fucking take out small business loans on my fucking self and go to school for something, I want it to be something that I actually want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? And like, unlucky for me, my family, they're well equipped to like teach you the ways about teaching, but they're not well equipped to teach you about music. So if there was a musical person in my family, they probably would have been like, yeah, you don't need college for that. Like, trust me, like go to this school. That's an 18-month program and start.
Right.
You know, like if I went to an SAE, I'm not saying that SAE is the greatest school in the world, but what I'm saying is like SAE, at least it's a shorter program.
It's a year.
Right. So after a year, at least you have some knowledge about it.
Yeah.
But listen, it's not worth the money.
I agree with you.
It's never worth the money. You can get a course on YouTube that will teach you everything you need to know about getting into this business and how to be a good producer or a good engineer. You can learn so many tips. And on top of that, you learn off your own trial and error. You don't need these schools.
Yeah, but Mark.
Because, yo, a lot of these, I'm serious. You're going to put yourself in debt, bro. I can't, you know, I won't tell people to go to these schools.
Nah,
it's a waste of money.
But this is what I will say, bro. Those schools at least build connections if you're told how to properly do school. Like, that sounds nuts, how to properly do school. But like, yo, no one told me that college is not meant for learning. College is meant for connections.
Right.
You're going to a place that has a bunch of people that are going to be working in your field for the rest of their lives. And those people, if you get connected with them, there's going to be job opportunities. Bro, I look at like the alumni from Ramapo, kids that I went to school with that are A&Rs at Sony, A&Rs at all these places. And like, if I would have connected with them on like a actual basis that like we speak to each other, those are open doors for people.
That is facts though. Because like, once you make those connections in college, it's like, oh, you know, we had these classes together and now you had this whole network of possibilities. Because like, I definitely didn't do that shit in college
at
all.
And neither did I. And that's because no one told me college is not for learning. College is for connection.
That's facts. Yeah,
so you're paying all that money for the connections to the industry. That's really what you're doing. And I think that that's the part that constantly gets overlooked is like, yo, that the 4 years of learning, all the gen eds, all that dumb shit. Like, yo, I don't need to know about American history to be a record producer.
Yeah, that's a cash grab right there.
Yeah, I don't. I swear, that was my problem. I went to Willie P for a semester.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my parents, I'm like, yeah, you're wasting your money. I'm not even going to half my classes when I go. I just don't want to be here. I wanted to do music. And then that gets you, you know, that got me. I was like, all right, you want to do music? So we started doing, my mom actually started just when she heard a song that I was working on, and she was like, oh, she must have heard potential. And she was like, you know what? Let me see if I can help them just call places, call studios, call whatever. And that's what kind of led me onto my journey of like figuring out how to make it in the business.
Your mom was definitely that's a love. Momager.
Yeah, yo, that's love right
till
there.
This day.
His mom, like, bro, she goes hard for the cause. Like,
yeah,
I remember back in the day when Mark's mom was reaching out to all these different people to try to get him indoors. Like, mm-hmm. Bro, I would go to places where like I remember we had a meeting when I was like full on the artist thing. We had a meeting at this place that it's like a local magazine type shit. And I remember I pulled up and Mark and his mom were there. Like she tried to get a connection there. So I pulled up and I just saw Mark and we're like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
But like, Mark's mom, I feel like that is crucial. Like, just the belief system. Like, yo, my mom, she might not have fucked with everything I was doing back in the day,
mm-hmm.
but she always respected my imagination. She always respected my beliefs.
Like, driving the hustle, same thing over here. Right.
She always said to me, like, if you like music, then fucking do music. It might not be the best idea, but, like, if that's what you like, do it.
Do it, yeah.
Because in her head, like, her mother didn't want her to be a teacher because I guess teachers got paid like shit back in the day.
Yeah.
So she told her, oh, go for it, anything else. So my mom goes for psychology. Degree means nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then she winds up going back to school to be a teacher at like 40.
No, it's fast.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, that psychology degree ain't shit. It really ain't nothing because that's the fuck I got. And I was just like, eh.
Every time I hear someone, I only hear Dominican chicks talk about going for psychology. It's Bales and just a bunch of Dominican.
Yo, it's
chicks.
The easiest shit ever, yo. It's not easy shit, but it's pretty easy because it's everything subjective. Just kind of like music. It's just you make it.
Right. The issue is, bro, you have to go to school for something that has careers, and there's no careers in psychology
unless you want to continue to go to school. Full circle on this whole spiel here. I think that's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, no, agree, 100%. But this is the thing. Like, there are jobs. Like, yo, every person that goes to school for finance or business, there are open jobs constantly. If you go on fucking LinkedIn or one of these sites, there's always finance jobs open because they constantly need finance people. They don't need a fucking psychologist. Like, yo, if you're a psychologist, you probably going to open your own firm, mm-hmm. right? Till you die, you're going to be the psychologist at that firm. How many openings are there?
And that's the thing, though, too. I would say, though, like, even though I feel like sometimes that as far as like getting a degree was kind of pointless in a sense, the job that I'm at now with my psychology degree is the reason I'm able to provide for my music. So it's like, it was a trade-off in a sense, but I didn't see it at the time I got to the point where it's like, all right, I'm about to start investing more money into my career and it's the best way I can be able to do it.
Yeah. You need some type of funding, whether you like it or not. Right. All you guys out there, and we've talked about this plenty of times, but all you guys out there that think I don't want to get a job because I only want to be a rapper, it's backwards, bro.
Just ask, like, all right, that's cool, right? You tell yourself that, you know, what do you do for work? Like, how do you make money? So then you either do something illegal,
right?
Mm-hmm. Or you go to work. So I think this is like a crucial reality that no one speaks about. No, everyone, you know, you see all these artists pop up out of nowhere. Oh, I just, you know, promoted myself. And where did the money come from?
So
did you work? I'll tell you this right now. I worked like 12 to like 15 different jobs, like, and all like part-time gigs so I can get out of work and do music. But you got to understand, even with that, that's not even enough money to survive.
Right.
So I made a conscious decision to say, hey, I'm going to skip out on a lot of the stuff that my friends are doing, going on vacations, you know, going down to AC, doing these things. And I'm going to just sit home, you know, maybe spend money on food and some music stuff. And that's really about it. Anything yeah. else I would have never touched my money for, probably, I'll say that mentality didn't happen right off the jump, by the way, too. I don't want to make it seem like since 18, I was fucking mentally ready.
Yeah, snapped in, yeah.
I wasn't tuned in probably until like 24, 25.
Can I stop you? Good point. Like, yo, a lot of you guys are just young. Yeah, and you don't have that mentality yet. Yeah, and that mentality kicks in. I remember being 21 and working at Guitar Center. And I remember asking one of the guys, because I used to get fucked up every weekend. And I remember asking one of the guys that didn't drink at all. I go, I never could imagine a life where I just don't drink at all.
Right.
And he was like, he's like, dude, it just hits you. He's like, bro, trust me. Like, you're just young. It's going to hit you. And that was great advice, because at some point I was just like, this lacks importance now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And this is very important to me. So obviously it hit me. You know what I mean?
And on like on your end, right? Because I know how you said earlier, you know, like, you know, now that you was able to get the placement for Poppy's Home, being as a like a producer, most people will look at that like, oh, you know what? He has credits as far as being like a producer on like one of the most famous artists in the world.
The most famous artist in the world, right?
And do you feel like now instantly like you're an overnight celebrity, or is there still things to be done? Because I think the perception is once you get onto like a big name artist or you attach to it, automatically all your problems go away and you're just instantly in the spotlight.
Well, I'll say this. It's easier to get in the rooms. People start treating you with a little bit more respect.
Yeah, you get more respect. That's a good way to put it.
But is your life, you know, is it changed? In certain aspects, yes. You know, financially it will be.
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to kind of navigate. And now when I do work and I sit downstairs in my basement studio, I'm not in some crazy studio, still mm-hmm. in my basement studio. My work has more purpose now. When I go to make a beat or, you know, produce something, write something, it has a target and it has people that can get it to that person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Before, I know this guy who knows this guy who knows this guy who knows this guy. Listen, if anyone tells you shit like that, if you want to take the time and spend, you know, that energy and do that, and you just care, like, yo, it's just the opportunity, I don't care, hats off to you. But eventually, you'll come to find out that
it's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah, it's very tiring.
For the most part, it's all bullshit. And that is something, like, I will say, like, again, it is easier to talk to people. A lot of people hit you up. It's crazy. Everyone hits you up. Yo, you got a pub deal. Hey, let's talk. I'm from Sony. I'm from this. I'm from that. I'm from this. And you're going to be bombarded. Just don't feel if when your moment comes, because everybody will have their moment if you stick to this. And I heavily believe that. Don't feel pressured. You know, they're there for you at the end of the day.
They work for you.
They work for you. It's a service. They're trying to service you. But that's the best part about it, I can say, is like, one, first of all, you know me, how long I've been a Drake fan for.
Yeah, I mean,
that feels crazy. I knew Dig. I'm talking high school. I'm talking like junior, senior year. Everyone in my town, too, knows the deal. They know how much of a fan I am of OVO, the whole movement from way when it first started. So for my first like massive one to be with my idol, crazy. You're it almost like, doesn't settle. It really doesn't settle in. It's
you're
weird.
Like a brother. I consider you like one of my very, very close, like almost family members in music.
Facts.
And I think seeing you, one, the first thing I checked when the album dropped, I went straight to the credits and I just made sure that my, no, fuck lying. I wanted to make sure my brother was credited on the song.
Right.
Because that's something that happens all the time.
I went to see a shit too. I was like,
when I saw the credit, like, knowing that that's your biggest, like, you're a huge Drake fan, knowing that you're such a huge Drake fan and that was the first one you got, that shit just made me super proud for you, because it was like, that's the dream.
That is, yeah.
That's the dream. Like, if I'm going to get any type of production credits, for the first one I get to be, like, the idol.
Drake.
That's the dream, bro. Yeah. And it's like, seeing you achieve that, that shit made me feel really good, because I've witnessed everything.
You've witnessed what the hard work
right,
can do.
Other people don't witness it. Other people aren't listening in.
They see it from afar.
Right.
You know, they don't see it right next to them.
But they also, they don't hear the phone conversations between me and you where we're like, yo, this shit is like for the fucking birds, man. Yeah. Like, this shit's not working. It fucking sucks. Like, they don't see the treachery. You know what I mean? And that's why, like, when I see, like, something of that magnitude happen, like, it felt like a win for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I hope, and that's what, like, even what you just said there, I hope people and who are trying to do this or trying to achieve something big with themselves. I had no connections in this game. I did not come in. My uncle worked for this record label. He was a lawyer. My aunt was a lawyer and or they worked for Sony at one time and had this. No, this is none of that. No fabrication. No bullshit. This is a real come up story. This is really not
right.
Something that was fabricated in any way, shape, or form. I went to work. I worked 4 a.m. at Target. I worked at Costco. I delivered pizza. I did all these different jobs, hustling, taking shit, and still did it.
And doing all the shit that you have to or you think you have to do in music, such as fucking the shitty performances, showcases where there's fucking 50 people on the bill.
Yeah.
We're going city to city trying to just like get our foot in the door in any capacity. So it's like seeing that happen and then seeing like a win come from it, it just feels validating. It's like, yo, this shit is real.
It's real. It is real, bro.
And it was all done independently, too. And I even hit you up. I was like, yo, just seeing that you were able to make a placement and knowing that from the stories that Dig have told me about you and also us having our conversations, it's like, yo, that's really inspiring. Because it's like, it makes it let you know that it's definitely possible as long as you put the work in and you take the time. Because even like when we originally got introduced, you let me know about the Instagram ads and like as far as Facebook ads. And as soon as you told me those things, I went and looked it up for myself and I started applying it. And then instantly things just started blowing up. And then we're having conversations about marketing. How could we be better with them things? And like, it just all comes from just.
Yeah, you were passing me up on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Killing
that's
it.
That's what it's like.
And I will say this. This is an obsession. Like we were talking about before. If you still feel good about going out, this is my thought process. If you don't feel guilty when you're taking a day off, it's not for you. Like I feel fucking guilty to my stomach. Like I feel sick to my stomach when I'm like not working.
Bro,
I'm
past like, I really significant should. Others never understood that about me where like I would be fucking miserable if I didn't accomplish something.
Yeah.
And it could be a day. It could be a couple hours. I feel fucking miserable. And they're like, that's like a sickness. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's really. It's a
sickness to achieve. Right. To succeed.
You're trying to, because you're not only, you're breaking old habits and that takes an insane amount of dedication from yourself because no one's clapping for you, when the bullshit is gone, when the drunk wears off, you know, when you're by yourself and your friends aren't hyping up your shit, it's only you.
Mm-hmm.
And like at the end of the day, you have to clap for yourself. You have to pick yourself up. You have to figure out ways to make it happen for you. And people don't help you unless you help yourself. And right, period.
And I just was talking to my girlfriend about that. I was like, I don't think you understand like all the things that you have to do on your own as an independent artist and all that shit that weighs on your shoulders. And it's like, sometimes you don't always fully get the support. So it's like, at that point, you can get caught up in your mind, but just like, nah, you can't.
Right.
You got continuously
fuck
push.
Sometimes you never get the support.
Yeah, you never.
Even if it's,
continuously gotta push.
Like, as much as it's nice of people to hit you up and be like, yo, this track's fire. That shit does nothing for me.
Nowhere.
Like, and I don't mean to sound like a fucking...
ungrateful.
Yeah, like ungrateful. That. But like, it really does nothing for me. Like, yo, can you show one of your friends?
Like, just
can
share
you,
it.
Can just you just share it on your story?
You oh, that's when you ask somebody to share some shit, it becomes a problem.
I'm not trying. And that's why, bro.
Yo, if you're doing that, don't do that. Just don't do that.
I'm not going to share it.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't do that. I'm not messaging people songs. I'm not doing any of that shit. But what I'm saying is like, all those compliments that come behind closed doors, like, rather than putting the compliment in my DM, just post it.
Right, people
don't want to do that.
But the comfort level there, like, if you post it, I'm going to just assume you like it. You don't have to message me. I'm just assuming that you support it and you think it's fire because you posted it. Like, I don't need to have, like, I understand everyone wants to feel important and everyone wants to feel connected so that they think that, like, hitting you up is a better move. But it's like, bro, like, I don't think people realize that, like, every time that you post some shit, you're exposing a bunch of people to something that they might potentially like.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it's going to feel good if one fan comes from you posting that. One person. I don't need every one of your followers to come from it. I think that that's what artists get misconstrued, is that they think, like, they want this person to post because they have 500 followers. So it's 500 potential fans. That's true. But, like, we all know that that's not how algorithms work.
Definitely not.
But if I could get one person from each person that follows, that's important.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
You got to start small. Small goals. Like, you have to... These small wins, they add up.
But I think you got to pay attention to that sometimes, too, especially, like, around the people that will just privately do it, but when they won't do it publicly, it's like they're, in a sense, when I look at it, it's like kind of like a backhand compliment. It's like, all right, I see what you're doing, but I don't want to publicly say that I'm supporting you, but I'll do it privately so you could have the perception that I still really fuck with you, even though I probably don't.
I don't think people want to be the first person to post anything.
No, everyone's a follower for the most part. Yeah. So they just want to follow what everyone else is doing. Fine, that's great. But I think... Getting back to that point of knowing your situation, like I said, I was fortunate enough to have a roof over my head, and my parents weren't. I mean, listen, my parents did bust me a few times. Hey, you got to get a job. You got to get a job. And yeah, I did. I mean, the artist in me didn't want to do that.
Right.
You know? Of course. And most artists are lazy. Come on, let's be real. We want to wake up when we wake up and do our thing. That's it. That's the truth. Definitely. But, I was fortunate enough to have a roof over my head, so I took advantage of it. But I didn't jump the gun and say, I'm going to move out now.
Right.
You know, I said, yeah, I'm going to sacrifice that and stay home and try to save as much money as I possibly can. And even that, I was still broke half the time. So, you know, putting that in perspective, assess your situation. If you're an artist, assess your situation. Can you live home? You know, what's the finances looking like? And are you willing to sacrifice those years, those 20s? Like, I'm not saying, again, this goes back to partying and stuff. Like, I'm trying to, like, make it all make sense. Go out once in a while, enjoy yourself, but put the fucking work in, you know? This is the time to do it, when you can be home and do all this stuff. So just assess your situation, because I think all these artists that blow up out of nowhere, no one ever tells their fucking full story. It's so frustrating. What did you do for money? Right. What did you do? Because you need money to survive. So did your parents fund you the whole way?
Right.
Did you have some random funding from an uncle or something? Mm-hmm. Like, somebody helped you. And this is a shit when... This is why I say it's not fabricated. I helped my fucking self. And that was it. You know, I went to work and I put it back into my shit. And all these things led up to the moment of me meeting the right people to get me in that situation. And even that situation, that whole Drake thing, bro, now we're going to get into the story a little bit. I'm going to try not to ramble on, but that sample that I sent, the guy that I sent it to rejected it at the time. That was 7 months before the album.
No, that's crazy.
They were looking for something else, for something completely different. And he said, yeah, nah, that's it. So I'm thinking, like, well, it's a wash. I gave them like 7 samples and nothing. So I'm thinking, like, I'm not on this album. Whatever. It's done. Right? And I didn't even know it was for the album. I didn't even know anything like that. I just was just trying to get
there. Trying to get out there. Just
whatever I could do, you know? However I could help. And it got denied. And then this is what I talk about when the stars are aligning a little bit here. My guy calls me probably months later and goes, yo, we just made history. I'm like, what are you talking about? Calls me 5 o'clock in the morning. What are we talking about? And he's like, yo, I went through the folder on our Dropbox thing and I found your sample. I went through and was looking for samples. One more. I just wanted to find one more. He goes, I found it. Went to Jarrell. So Jarrell's the other producer. It was me, Jarrell, Super Mario, and Skip. And I'm talking to Skip now too. So we get to that point and he's just like, yo, I was in the studio like 3 o'clock. I told Jarrell, like, come on, we just got done doing like 4 records. I was like, yo, Jarrell, he was telling him, do one more, like, just throw drums on this. I threw drums on it, sent it to Drake, and he said Drake hit him immediately and was like, yo, this is a classic, it's going on the album.
Yeah, I would have passed out.
And I'm like, I was like, yo, because I sent him a text. I go, yo, I think Drake would be really good for this. I know it's not what they were looking for, like a club sample. Mm-hmm. I go, I know this is what this isn't what they're looking for this specific song, but I think I feel Drake can be really good on this because of even the sample itself saying daddy's home and like all this stuff. I think he would resonate with it. And the chords too, and everything's beautiful about the song. And when he told me, he's like, yo, Drake loved it. I was like, I fucking told you, man. I told you he'd probably like it. Like, it was so like, it was such a win, bro. Yeah. But nah, but here's the thing too. I got excited, but I was like, I'm not going to believe it until my name is in the fucking credits. Because how many times this happens to producers? Bro, they're on the album. Last minute, their shit gets taken off.
Yeah,
right.
Last minute. Till the fucking T, you know? And then I really saw, you know, I knew months before. And then I was like, all right, I don't know if I'm on it, I'm on it, I'm on it. Then I got an email from Mr. Morgan, who's the president of OVO. And he was like, I met him back in 2015. This is how long, this is the whole storyline. I could be here for fucking 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I met him back in 2015, but he, and I've been emailing him for years. And, you know, he responded a few times, but not, after a while, it fizzled out, right? And he, when he emailed me the week before, and he's just like, yo, man, Mark, what's up, Mark? It's great to see your name come across my desk. It shows that you're still hard at work. Let's get on the phone. Let's get on a call. I was like, oh shit, this is real. Like, this is real.
That's crazy.
And I could not, like, that email set me over the top.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, song drops, my name's in the credits, and I'm just like, what is going on? What did I just get myself into? Like, you almost can't, yo, I still can't believe it sometimes. I'm like playing the album like I'm not even on it.
Right.
Because it seems like a surreal moment. Yeah.
It's too surreal. Like, I don't feel you. I'm just like, and a part of me too, bro, I'm not really phased easily. I really walk around like unfazed most of the time. Like, yeah, it's cool. Like, whatever.
What do you think is the best way to kind of walk around?
I think it is. It's also kind of like,
I wouldn't say it's the best way. I think that we're all like that. I think all three of us are like that. So we just see that as like what's the norm, but it's not the norm.
It's
like,
not. Yeah.
Some people that would be their moment to like celebrate for a month and a half. Like,
yeah.
With us, it's like
I celebrated for like a week.
Yeah. That's cool.
And back to work. I celebrated more for my family. It was more of a moment for my family too, man. Yeah. I think of course, I'm incredibly grateful and so I'm just happy, you know, like I'm fine. I feel fulfilled.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I think that's what it is. Not happy. I feel more fulfilled, or I really did it
after all, like, those 11 years.
I was like, oh shit, man, you fucking did it, bro. Like, good shit, you know. And that's the type of moment it was for me.
Yeah.
But this is my job. I was meant to be here, like, period. And I truly believe that. Like, I do what these other guys do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not in the room. So that's my thing. You know what I mean? This was my job. I deserve to be here. So when I got the placement, I'm like, awesome. This is fucking crazy. I appreciated it for the couple days. Okay, now what? That's been my sick mentality forever, though.
Yeah, but let me stop you. See, that's what I was talking about before when I said I wake up and I feel like I could be a fucking doctor if I really wanted to. Like, nothing, no win feels like I've completed the mission.
No.
And that could be very fucking harmful to mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
Because you never feel content.
Mm-hmm.
But it also leads you to be a fucking beast. Like, I think the reason why Bill Gates, I don't give a fuck if you have conspiracy theories about him. All right. I think the reason why Bill Gates or Steve Jobs or one of these guys got to where they were is because no matter what, Jeff Bezos, no matter what they achieved, they never felt content.
Yeah,
they and you could say that that's harmful, and people have all these stories, yo, if fucking Jeff Bezos will just come in and scream at people and all this shit. Like, they expect perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want the best out of everyone.
Right.
Even if you don't want you can't see the best in you, they want it.
Right.
They don't care.
And if you're not the best person for the job, I'm sure they're quick to just get you the fuck out of
there. Oh, 110%.
Just like I'm quick.
You're replaceable.
Dog, if I'm managing an artist and they start to show me like a lack of work ethic, or they start to show me like, bro, I've been done with that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
get about it.
Yeah, like I don't have time for that type of mentality. I don't have time for the artist who drops their album and then stops working because they feel like they won. I don't have time for you.
Yeah,
no, but that's the thing. Not. Like, when you said like this is your job, I think a lot of artists don't kind of look at shit like it's their job, because once again, we said this like on the earliest episodes, like, you can't like really go in your job and tell somebody to suck your dick on a song and shit. I mean, like on a regular job, but you can do that on a song. So it seems fun. It seems witty, but it's like, you got to really like stay motivated. And you know, we say this now, like being an artist now is like really being an entrepreneur. So if you don't have the entrepreneur mindset where you got to wake up those extra hours and do what you got to do for your career, but then you also got to fucking go work a job to be able to fund that career, that's when they get lost in the sauce. Like, nah, I'm not trying to do that shit.
It's easy to wake up for a job. It's not easy to wake up for yourself.
Exactly.
Period. Period. You can wake up for a job. You can go there. You can put in half-ass work and still get paid. Well, you show up in music, you put in half-assed work, you ain't getting paid anytime soon.
Bro. Right.
You
know and there's mean? Also like, repercussions for a job. If you show up, say your scheduled time is 1 o'clock and you show up at 3 o'clock, if you do that enough, you're going to get fired.
And you know that.
If you wake up and you're an artist and your job is to make music, you could wake up and say you scheduled it for 1, you could be there at 3 and you could work on the music and it's whatever. So there's no actual like routine. Mm-hmm. And I think that when people don't have a routine or there's no repercussions for being late or not working hard,
forget it.
Then they just give up. You know what I mean? And I think that sometimes drift, you need that. And that's why like I enjoy working with artists that are willing to take a little bit of my like shit because I'm going to stay like there's artists who come to the studio and pay me to mix their shit, and I stay on top of them. I'm like, bro, what have you been doing?
Yeah.
And I shouldn't be because they're paying me, but the thing is, there's a comfort level. There's a comfort level with certain people. When I see Bale slacking off, I hit him up, and I'm like, dude, what are you fucking doing? Like, remember the goal. Why are you here right now?
Yeah.
Like,
it's easy to drift. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, definitely easy.
When you don't have a job and you're waking up for yourself, yo, it's easy to just, I'm going to wake up, you know. Say whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to work on music whenever the fuck I want. And I say this because I do it. I do this shit. Like, I wake up sometimes whenever the fuck I want. I work on music whenever the fuck I want. And yo, like, that's just how I am. And I've been like that for a long time. But I'm still trying to break. I'm trying. First of all, that fucking word should just never exist in your vocabulary. Trying is the dumbest shit you could ever say. I have not been fixing my schedule.
Talk about it.
I would love to do so if I can find the discipline.
Right.
But there is no trying. That's a lesson I learned from, listen, I've met many people in this business. Mm-hmm. And long story short, the guy was like, he expected me to make 5 beats in a day, right? Not the type of artist I am. I don't like sitting downstairs and just making beats. Like, I fucking hate that. And he was just like, yo, you're not making 5 beats a day. What are you doing? I was like, oh, you know, I'll try to get it done. He goes, stop using the word try. Stop just using the word. Just you either do or you don't.
No, right. Mm.
There is no try. Because you saying trying is, I'm most likely not going to do it.
Right.
That's basically what it is.
That's basically what it's saying without saying it. And you're already telling yourself you're not going to do it.
Right.
That's basically what that is. And from that moment on, I may have not really liked that guy too much because his way of like trying to motivate me was pretty rough.
We all hate our coaches. Shit. We all hate the drill sergeant coach.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And that was my point before with the artists that I work with. I know that you don't have a boss when it comes to this music shit. And the reason why you go to your job every day is because you do have a boss that there are repercussions with. So I'm going to step into that role. If I feel like there's potential with you and I feel like you could actually go somewhere with the right guidance, I'm going to step into that boss role. And for that's not for everyone.
No.
Some people, that shit turns them off and they'll never want to work again. You know what I mean? But like what I'm saying is, yo, this shit takes 110% all the time.
It does.
So if I see you slacking off and I feel like, yo, this motherfucker doesn't even realize how talented they are, I'm going to be on your ass, bro.
Right.
And like, you need someone like that.
For sure. I think there are ways of going about it that could be a little bit more polite. Because when I was getting that pep talk from that guy, he's like, yo, man, you got to be this, you got to be that. Like in my ear, where you could have easily just been like, listen, take that word try out of your vocabulary. Because you either do or you don't in this business. Wow. That would have probably resonated with me way more than, you don't do it. You come on. You got to get it. I'm just like, yo. Chill out. Not everyone is like that. Listen, I have that dog in me to like work hard, but
the key,
I don't
want to
hear that screaming in my ear. Like, no, I don't want to hear none of that. You know what I mean? So like that being said, that whole word try, just don't ever like really try to not to not use that. Like, that's why I'm trying to get that point out there. Don't do that. You either do or you don't. In any aspect of life, not even music, you either do or you don't. you know, because anything you're half-assing, you're going to see it's going to fizzle out regardless anyway.
Yeah.
So it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah. To the point you were making, as a manager at work, right? There are specific people that to get them to work harder, I have to go up to them and be like, bro, let's fucking go, man. Like, what are you doing? And then there's specific people that I have to go up to and be like, hey, would you mind doing this real quick?
It's a better approach.
It's just,
like, I think it depends on the person, like how the person, because sometimes you got to really put some fire into somebody's ass. Right. If not, they're not going to do shit.
Learning leadership qualities. You learn that one size doesn't fit all.
Yeah.
Like this person reacts really well to this type of leadership. This person reacts horribly. So the approach has to be different. Like you can't be the leader that this is my one style and that's the only way that works. And I think every coach that's ever been successful in sports knows that. This guy works so much harder when I get on his ass and it actually makes him better. This dude doesn't. So you hear players all the time go like, he gets special treatment. This guy gets special treatment. It's not special treatment. It's that's how he gets motivated.
Yeah, he takes his information when he's kinder different.
To him, that's how he gets motivated. I had a coach in high school that used to fucking, bro, he would make me run laps for dumb shit. And meanwhile, I'm turning around looking at all the other guys doing the same dumb shit. And he's not making them run laps. I see him 10 years later at a game and he goes, do you remember me? I'm like, yeah, I remember you. He goes, you were fucking competitive, man. And he goes, yo, I know that I came off harsh. And he goes, but like for your type of personality, I had to.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to butt heads and every time that you butt heads, you were great. So I had to fucking,
butt heads with you. Yeah.
He goes, it didn't make sense to you when it was happening, but like, trust me, it made you better. And like, yo, when I was a freshman in high school, the freshman team had the best record in the school. When I was a sophomore, the JV team had the best record in the school. When I was a junior and senior, the varsity team had the best record in the school. I'm not saying I'm responsible for all that. I'm just saying that it's a fucking odd occurrence that every team I was on had the best record in the school.
Right.
And it's because maybe the coaches knew how to push certain people.
And even like how you said, like even for you, like even though he kind of said it in a certain way, you still was able to still hold on to it in your mind. It's like, you know what?
Right.
Trying is like, I'm gonna just take that shit out of my vocabulary.
No, he was right. 110%. He was right. I just didn't need to hear it that way. You know,
it's approach.
The approach was terrible.
He wasn't wrong in his statement. Yeah, it was the approach to the statement.
Yeah, exactly. But
people have to learn approach with certain people.
Exactly. But I really wanna hone in on that like reality aspect of what producers and songwriters and artists go through to get to where they want to go.
Yeah.
And you're wearing multiple hats on top of that too. Cause like, you know, for me, like I just consider myself an artist. I'll sometimes say I could shoot music videos, but it's like you're songwriting, you're also producing, you also mix too as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you're wearing a lot of hats. So that's extra work that you're putting in. So it's like when you come to a person as an artist, either if you're just like a rapper, a singer, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Once again, we say all the time, making music is the easiest part of the whole situation. And unless you're trying to like gain something else or do something else outside the music, then it's like there's really no excuse for like the hard work that you have to really put in because you're not doing anything else besides rapping.
We have episodes where I've straight up said, don't let the engineer outwork you in rap. Like, I shouldn't be putting out more songs than you.
Yeah.
I'm an engineer,
but
bro.
Let me tell you something. You're a different breed, though, bro. It's not many engineers do that.
I know, my thing is, different. Bro. Like, if I'm wearing all these hats and I'm doing a podcast,
it's possible.
I'm doing a podcast and I'm fucking rapping and I'm mixing every fucking New Jersey artist shit.
And you work at a regular job,
isn't it? And I'm working a regular job.
And you're working.
And I'm still putting out more shit than you. Then what the fuck are you doing?
It's wild. Right.
That's what I don't comprehend. And that's when, like, when I start bringing that up, like, I just want to hear people's reaction to that because, like, that should motivate you. Like, yo, this motherfucker's doing five things and he's still putting out more music than me. And all I'm doing is working my job and working on music and I'm not putting out tracks. What are you doing?
Facts.
You doing? Like, it's not hard, bro. Like, that part's really not
hard. You're working harder than me right now,
bro. Because, yo, this is my thing. Like, yo, you're busting your ass at your job, maybe, but you're not busting your ass at your passion. And that's fucking backwards.
And then you get upset when you're not getting where you need to go, but it's like you putting all your mind and your effort into some shit that where you have a structure, but when it comes to not having that structure, it's like, whatever.
Right. And like you were saying, like the music part being the easiest, it's like if that's the easiest part, then you should be grinding extra hard on that.
Exactly.
And a lot of you guys aren't even promoting. So it's like, what are you really grinding with?
Just don't even.
Honestly, the formula I would do now, I would work probably a full-time job for like 1 or 2 years, right? Stack up while being home, right? Stack up while being home. If you're just trying to be an artist, I'm saying, work a full-time job, 1 to 2 years, stack up. As you're working those full-time jobs, make music in the background. Get better as the years go on. Adjust things, whatever the case is. When you actually have some, you know, real funds that you can mess with, maybe like 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, right? I don't know what you got to do for that. I don't know what jobs, whatever.
You got to work for it.
Do, you gotta do, crack. Do what you got to do.
Sometimes you got to flip bricks.
So when you do that, leave your job, whatever that, it's just a job. Don't feel too scared. You can go get other jobs right out there, right?
Talk about it.
Sit on that money, stay home, start releasing, and then you can actually start promoting in the right way. You can actually get your music up and running in a start off hot. You know what I mean? Instead of like doing it, dropping it, and then no promo and just like a few people like hit like or comment or whatever the case is. What's going to happen is you're going to keep releasing music and no one's going to give a shit. And I don't care how good it is, whatever. Unless you go viral on TikTok, unless you are that type of human being where you're like, you can be in front of the camera like, yo, I'm making this beat. I'm rocking out, doing whatever the case is. If you are that charismatic, then be on TikTok. Do the reels every day. If you want to do that shit every day, fine by me. But I think most artists don't want to do that shit every day.
They definitely don't.
And I don't, and I won't.
Right.
Because that's my personality. You know my personality. Yeah. I'm not really one for all that. You know, maybe when I first started, when I was 21, I was doing all the videos, my shirt off, singing, yada, yada, yada. For real, I wouldn't went viral on TikTok. That was the case. I wouldn't went viral already. But point being, know who you are and know yourself. What are you willing to do to get to where you got to go? You know what I mean? My thing was, well, if I'm not willing to be in front of the camera every fucking day and do TikToks and all this dumb shit, I got to promote. I got to really spend my money to get my stuff out there to keep me in the conversation. Yeah. At least you have to do one or the other. And if you can do both, hats off. You're going to kill it.
Let me break this down real quick though. All right. So they tell you to post consistently on these apps, right? If your decision is that's not the type of person I am and I don't want to do that. If you promote your shit and have ads running at all times, it's the same concept as posting every day because there's new people viewing it on a consistent basis, just like if you were posting on a daily basis. So all you have to do is have X amount of posts running in circulation and it's like you're posting constantly because there's new people seeing the post on a regular basis.
And people engaging.
I was just at a breakfast with my like my family members and they were asking me, like, oh, how's the merch going? How's the music going? And I was like, it's going well. It's like, for what I was able to achieve like within the year, it's going great. And it was like, I was like, but, you know, right now, like, I'm eating right now. I'm having a good time. I'm chilling. But the advertisement is always going. Like, the advertisement is always moving. It's so working just like,
for me.
So I'm always doing something.
Your
money
is working for you.
It's like that passive income, except you're paying for it. But still, it's like, I'm sitting here eating breakfast. I'm having a nice conversation. I'm chilling. But it's like, my music is still going out there. I don't really feel like I have to post every day.
Right.
And even sometimes when it comes like to a rollout, like if I feel like I'm doing a bunch of videos, because we all know how weird Instagram engagement be and all the social media engagement.
The worst, bro.
The best thing I can do is like really directly market my music. And I can still post on, you know, every 3 days or so, whatever the case may be. But every day my ad is being shown to somebody. So my face is out there. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you don't have to post.
Don't force yourself to do shit when you could just have it doing in the background.
Exactly. And that was my thought process going into it. I just want to have my stuff running and do what I have to do during the day. I like my time. I like taking my time making music. I don't like feeling like a machine to pump out stuff because I like sound designing. I like finding interesting chords or weird things that have these melodic structures to them. And I like doing that. I really enjoy that process. And I feel like I won't be able to do that if I drop a song every week. Right. You know, it's not special after that. I feel like it would be very watered down, same shit and whatever. And if that's the algorithm and that's what people want to play, then you do that for you. But my guess, my thing would be focus on your own journey. Stop looking at the guy to the left or right of you and comparing yourself. Just focus on your own shit. Because I'll tell you something, that's when my whole career started. And that wasn't until years later. And when I cut out all the noise from everybody, I really felt like something just clicked. And I felt like, man, I fucking knew it. Like, I should just listen to my intuition. Your gut.
You
gotta
make your own personal plan.
Your gut will tell you things that you just have to trust. When your gut tells you something's off, just don't, like, listen to it. Like, follow that instinct and go with it. And do what's right for you. But my thing is, and I think as all artists and even producers and songwriters, they do this. Everyone compares, everybody in the world outside of music too, people compare each other to
the next person.
For fucking what? Right. What does that do for you? Most times it makes you feel like shit,
mm-hmm.
and just like makes you not want to work or whatever the case is. Focus on your own journey. Serious, I'm like, fuck everything else. Focus on your own stuff and nothing will bother you. Nothing. It's just you. It's you versus you at the end of the day. Focus on your own stuff and watch your whole career just start taking off, you know?
You ain't lying because that's the same shit that happened to me.
Well, bro, even when I dropped an album and my whole mentality with that album, and I've talked about it on here, but my whole mentality with that album was, this is going to be the first project that I'm just going to post and not care about the outcome, yeah. not care about who listens to it. And funny enough, bro, that one, everyone fucked with. That was the one that everyone was hitting me up about.
It's the moment you stop looking for certain shit, right. that the shit just kind of like, randomly happens.
Yo, because people don't like tryhards. They don't like when people look like they're like overly doing something. Like yeah. they're excessive. You know what I mean? They like when someone is relaxed about the shit they do because it shows a certain confidence.
Yeah.
Right? If you're the person who you make a song and then every single fucking day you're like beating people down with that song, it's like, I don't have confidence in the ability for this song to go somewhere.
Right.
So I need to make people listen to it.
Force feed this shit to you at all the times. And that's the part of like promotion sometimes I don't like. And it's like when the previous episode what Corey's talking about, it's like sometimes you need to advertise and market your music. But not like really just like here. You got to be able to kind of hide the shit in a sense where it's not like directly here. I need you to listen to this. I'm going to force this down your throat no matter what.
See, but marketing is different than messaging people your music. Like people right. think that.
People think that's marketing.
People think that's marketing. That's not marketing. Like.
You're a bot.
When that's you spamming? Drive by a McDonald's yeah. ad. Like when you drive by a billboard with McDonald's on it, you don't feel like McDonald's is forcing that ad on you.
Yeah, it's just there.
It's just there for you
exactly.
to see. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, you never drove by that and was like, fucking McDonald's, leave me alone.
Here we go again. Now go get a McChicken.
Right. If you scroll down your shit and you see a McDonald's ad, again, you don't feel like they're forcing you ads. When you're messaging your shit to people constantly and going, yo, just drop new track, like, subscribe, like, you're forcing them to do that.
Those are growing pains that we're trying to save you from.
Yeah, like yo, we've all done it. That's why we have such a strong opposition to it because we've done it and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And yo, like to all the people that comment like a fucking Spotify link under our TikTok shit, you can't copy and paste it. You can't click on it.
Yeah, like, you gotta stop doing
it. Stop
I
doing
can't
that.
Stand, yo, that's one thing, bro. I can't stand when people put links in their descriptions, even on Instagram. Like, you know, people can't click that shit, right? Like, Instagram's been out for years. You could never, ever do that.
And then you gotta try to copy
Holy
and paste
shit.
It. Like, you think I'm gonna really waste my time to try to copy and paste on the app when I can't even do
bro.
That?
Yeah, you can't copy and
yeah,
paste
exactly.
it.
Yeah, exactly. You can't.
Oh, my God.
You would have to go and literally type in a hyperlink.
Exactly.
Bro, and I just, if you're on Instagram, you do that. Fuck off, bro. Like, I can't. Like, how are you that dumb?
Because this is part of the learning process. It's like, yo, you have to do the research on even simple things like that. You have to know that can't work even
God
if you
bless,
wanted it to.
Bro.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of shit that people just need to know. Like, this can't even work if I wanted it to. This just doesn't work. And I think a lot of people just don't get how these things work. Like, yo, if you're a music artist and you're independent and you're trying to blow up, you have to do some research on Instagram. You have to do some research on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck just music research. You have to do some research on how you're marketing your shit too and know these apps.
Right.
How they work. How do I post a link in the story? How do I post a link on my page? How do I post this on here?
Exactly.
You have to know how these apps work in order to successfully market your shit. And I don't think a lot of you are doing the research to actually market your shit properly, even on your own pages.
Bro, what was that ad that came across your thing that you posted on your story?
Oh,
that terrible marketing
thing. Dog, it wasn't even an ad. Some dude just messaged me and said, yo, what's up, boss? Fuck with my beats.
Oh my God. I thought it was like an ad, a sponsored ad. Oh my God.
That dude hit me like directly and said, yo, what's up, boss? Fuck with my beats. Like
you're
I didn't even respond.
Like, you're like, yo, I'm going to go over there right now. I'm going to go fuck with your beats,
yo,
bro.
You know what I want to do after you sent me that message? I want to buy all your beats.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want to do.
Right. Like,
it's just ridiculous, man. Some of the stuff I've come across too with people hitting me up. I had somebody ask me or just in my DMs, hey, you in a pub deal?
Yeah.
No, hey, my name is so-and-so. I work for here. I've been doing this. This is the things we have going on. And I would love to sit down with you and have a conversation and talk about things. Is it that hard?
It's because they feel like the industry is just so fast-paced. We just get right to the point. Instead of, once again, bro, people building, having a relationship and really networking instead of just,
I'm done making excuses for people, bro.
Yeah, we said that let's work. And I feel like this is the same thing as let's work. We said let's work should be considered let's fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just as impersonal. It's just as impersonal. The same shit applies to when people hit you up like that. Like, yo, fuck with my beats. It's like, I feel like you were invasive.
Yeah. It's like, nah.
Like, that didn't feel like a comfortable conversation. I felt like you were invasive.
I respect the grind. Just never that approach, you know? That should be a whole nother I don't know if you guys have had that podcast yet. That should be a whole nother one on how to approach people.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I was about to say, because that is like a lost art.
Bro, it's not like, okay. If you were actually researching and actually like were doing the work, because you said I respect the grind. If you were grinding hard enough, then you would know that doesn't work.
I respect it because I don't think I've ever done Let's Work, but I've just say like, I know where they are and I've been there. Like, I've been there where you're just trying to get people to hear you. And like, I'm just like, fuck, I was that kid at one point that I just wanted people to hear me.
I got endless comments on YouTube from like 2007, 2009. Yo, I'm an artist from Jersey City, New Jersey. Come check out my music. I'm talking about you. It's a fucking track record of them shits on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like, but it's like after a while, I was like, I can't do this shit no more. This is stupid.
I try to have some sympathy.
I have sympathy. And yo, a lot of the time I go, I'll respond to those people. It depends on how the approach is. If it's just one of those like, yo, I just dropped a new track. Check it out. Like it. Subscribe. I'll just hit the person back and be like, bro, this isn't the way you do this. And then a lot of the time, they're very aggressive.
Yeah. They're like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah. It's like... Yo, not everything works for everyone. This is how it works for me. And I'm like, no, buddy.
It will never work for you.
Long term, that shit is just going to be a fucking dead end.
You know how I know it doesn't work for you? Because we're having this conversation right now.
Yeah.
And that means it's not working for you.
Yeah, I think that's just you're in a very unprofessional place in the business. The business is literally the wild, wild west. There is no right way. There is no right answer. Find your way. Like, it is literally, if you think there's structure to this, there isn't. There is no structure.
It is all over the place.
Even at the highest levels, things still are done not as structured. I mean, it gets done when it gets done.
Right.
And you just wait.
But there's more structure than most people think.
Yeah.
There's not the structure that people would imagine, like a big Fortune 500. It's not a corporate structure.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you're right. It's not a corporate structure. It's looser. But there still is a structure. There still is a way to email people. There still is a way to go about sharing your music. There still are ways. There is a structure that does apply. And there is like a universal, this pisses people off.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. There's an understanding there for sure.
And if you, bro, if you don't I always try to say this, but like, if you don't believe us, like, just go. There's a bunch of people who run blogs who do all this shit, and say just go read shit. Their shit. They say the same exact thing.
We're saying things that we've been through.
Yeah,
like we're saying things here that we know to be true because we literally went through it. We're not saying this just to come up with a topic for the podcast. I mean, we're here because we went through all these growing pains and we're trying to get people. But here's the thing. Here's what I've learned about people. They want to make the mistake for themselves.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they want to fall.
You can tell somebody, listen, you can lead a horse to water. You can't make them drink it.
Right.
And they want to make their own mistakes. And I've tried to help people. I try to help somebody with marketing stuff we do. And I said, you should really promote here, 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 and here because they're more receptive to new artists. It's cheaper for you. And just to get your feet wet, you'll get some good responses. And he's like, but I don't want to do that territory. I don't want to promote there. Yeah, well, here's what's going to happen. Go ahead, put out the project. And a week later, no one's going to care.
Fall on dead ears.
And that's exactly what happened. And like, I try to tell everyone, not just him, everybody that I come across, don't do that. But people don't care. They just want to do their own thing. Artists are artists. I do what I want. I'm that same way. Make those mistakes. Go ahead. But if you actually can listen and just listen to what we're saying and actually take something away from it, do that. Because I didn't have people my age telling me, if I had someone my age probably back in the day telling me, like, yo, don't do that, do this, probably would have took it more seriously. But I had like older people. I'm talking like 40s.
Yeah, 50s. So you're like, they just antiquated. It's like,
yo, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right, right.
You don't know what you're talking about. We're young, we're in this. Listen, we're trying to help you. This isn't to bullshit and waste time. I mean, we've had off the mics and none of this stuff. We have these conversations when the podcast isn't rolling. Right. Almost every time we talk, it's a conversation about this shit.
The industry says bullshit, yep.
Bro, this isn't like just some bullshit. Like, we're really trying to help. So hopefully you can take something away from this and utilize it and save yourself. You can save yourself years, honestly. A lot of the gems you guys drop on the podcast.
Definitely can.
You can save yourself years of trying to figure it out.
By just listening.
Just fucking listen.
Right.
It's really
You guys are stubborn, but just listen.
Yo, I'm telling you, you can really save years,
and
bro.
And
years.
It's a podcast, so you're listening
already.
Because
it took us years to learn this shit. And now we're just giving it to you and being like, yo, do this and this and this, and it'll save you. That's why I was telling you the pattern, how maybe I would have went, now that I know, work full-time job, stack up the cash. Because if you're working those part-time jobs like I was doing all throughout my fucking
life. You don't build enough money.
You will always be scratching at it. You're never making fucking dents. So you're just scratching at this shit constantly. And you have to take into consideration that life will throw you fucking curveballs. This isn't just wake up music every day. Like, there's shit that happens in your life. Maybe you start mentally going through some shit, or your family starts going through some shit. Now it's throwing you off and you can't create the way you want to create, and the money's tight. Now you're not even thinking about music. Now you're thinking about something else. You know how many side little jobs I've worked? In the beginning, I said 12, 15. Outside of that, I tried doing all these other little entrepreneur things. I can't tell you how many fucking websites. I tried doing drop shipping to make money. I tried fucking making 50 different websites to fucking like see if I can make some money through this and doing this. Yo, it's real out here. Like, if you do not have backing, you don't come from a rich family, you don't have none of that shit, do yourself a favor and fucking lock in. Because if you're not locked in, you're not going to make it.
He's not saying lock in with music. He's saying get a fucking job. He's saying like, make
in on the world,
make money,
the real world.
So you could fund your career. I want to wrap this episode up. I do want to say big shout out to all the artists who like have hit us up and are like implementing shit. Like shout out to an artist by the name of Blueprint. This man sent me a video the other day where he showed me an Excel spreadsheet of his whole marketing plan and promo plan going into his next release.
Fire.
And yo, like shit like that is like
fucking crazy.
That's the fucking dude who's gonna go some like yeah. that's just a person who's gonna go somewhere. Like
it's strategic,
I don't, and I hope that he's happy that we're mentioning him, but like also like I'll never mind mentioning people who are doing the right shit.
And I'm about to say that shit. Like, we don't have no problem name dropping you if you like out there actually doing the shit and, you know, like really out there putting the work in, because at the end of the day, that's what this shit is all about.
Yo, me and Bales, Mark as well, like, we're always going to celebrate people who are fucking winning, who are doing facts. The right shit. Like, we're going to celebrate celebrate people who are grinding and actually making the correct moves. Like, I don't, again, we don't mind ever name dropping because this isn't a platform that's supposed to like keep you guys under wraps. Like, yo, I want to see you guys fucking win. So it's like seeing that video of him making this whole fucking plan up for his next release, bro. Like that shit is fucking beautiful.
That's great.
I haven't done that shit either. Beautiful. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
That's awesome.
No, it's fucking beautiful, bro.
But then it makes you think, let me try to implement some shit like that in my own
life. I'll never do it, but that's a whole nother level. You know what I mean?
That's my problem.
Here's the thing, like, but you got to, again, like, I know we're wrapping it up, but know who you are. Know what you're willing to do for this. And then assess that and then make a plan around that. You know what I mean? But like Diggy was saying, man, like, don't be like, we're always celebrating other people. Don't be afraid to fucking show somebody some love. Like, it's going to really hinder your fucking career.
It won't.
Because I've been in those situations like, yo, just show people fucking love. Yo, congratulate them. You know, text them, call them. Poster shit on your story, like,
but
yo,
it has to be real though.
But yeah, of course,
it has to be real. Just because someone is your friend doesn't mean that you have to post their shit, and that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, yo, if you respect some shit, like I respect the kid Blueprint that's doing that whole plan. If you respect somebody, show them love, appreciate what they're
doing.
Give
them a fucking like,
right?
Like, do like the littlest thing you can think of, like, because people really go to that extent to not show people love, and it's kind of weird.
And I do that shit on Instagram all the time. I don't give a fuck if you're a small artist, if you barely got any following. If I see some shit that you're working towards, or if I hear some shit that sounds good, I'm gonna repost it.
Right.
I'm gonna comment under it, and I was gonna be in my story.
Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't take anything away from me, but it's like, I'm letting you know I acknowledge you because I'm an artist and I know what it feels like when I don't get it. And
it comes full circle, bro. Yeah. It always does. Maybe it's a year, 2-3 years. That shit comes full circle.
Yeah. Don't be that guy who scrolls past the video of someone like spitting some of the hottest shit you ever heard in your life. And instead of just like posting it, you're just like, oh, that's dope. And then you scroll past it. Like, if you acknowledge that it's dope, show that man some love. Show that girl some love. Like show them love, because like that shit goes a long fucking way. And you're building connections with that as well. Like, it's only good that comes from that.
Right.
There's no bad that comes from that. But appreciate you.
This is an amazing episode.
Appreciate it.
Where can people find you?
The internet. No. fucking Instagram and YouTube. Honestly, I don't really do Facebook.
Instagram's at official Mark Barino.
Official Mark Barino. YouTube, just type in Mark Barino, B-O-R-I-N-O, and Mark with a K, not a C. I got to clear that up. But it just happens. But Instagram and YouTube, because I'm on TikTok, but I'm not on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook. So
yeah, I feel you.
I'm just focusing on Instagram and YouTube. So run those numbers up for me, and then we're good.
All right, guys. Rapper's Guide Podcast. We're signing out. This is Diggy Metro.
Bales Pagliacci.
Mark Barino.
Peace out, guys.